Bonjour, one all. It's Miss Maggie from BuyTheWild.com, where I rate and review pet-friendly hotels. This morning, I'm so lucky to be standing outside the Hotel Greif with Monica from the Hotel Greif, and she's going to share some of her suggestions about the hotel in the area of Bolzano, Italy. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
This is my second visit to the Hotel Greif, and your passion and enthusiasm is why I begged to come back. I love your hotel. You're awesome to me and my four-legged friends. Do you have a dog?
No, unfortunately, I don't have a dog. We love the dogs of our customers and clients. I live in an apartment, and I work, of course, in a hotel, so there's too much work, and I do not have, you know, the right family to keep a dog and keep it dog-friendly at home.
Oh, well, that makes me happy, because when I'm here, you take all your love and you give it to me, so thank you for that. And has the Hotel Greif always been pet friendly?
Yes, we always accepted dogs with all of our heart. We like them, and I think dogs are part of the family. And so, since we like our customers, we like the whole family of them.
Aw, thank you so much. That's how we feel too. That's why Bob and Julie always travel with me. And I love our room with the private terrace. We've been lucky to get that twice now. And when I make a reservation, do you choose the best rooms for the dogs? How does that work?
Sometimes we do. We always try to give them a room with a balcony or a terrace so the dogs can just go out if they want. But sometimes guests have their own idea of a room. And sometimes they just pop in, so they get the room they get.
That's available, yes. I love how you think about the terrace and the room with a view, because I love to look out windows and watch all the other Italian dogs walking around, because I like to see the fashion that they're wearing. Like the little one walking by now, that little pooch. Adorable.
All of our rooms have wooden floors, so all of our rooms are okay for welcoming dogs.
Oh, that's lovely. That's great to know. That's a bonus. So they're all the dogs as loving that you've met here, are they all as loving and warm as me, or am I that special?
You are the most special dog. But all of our dogs, they're different, like people, you know?
That's very true. Yeah, I've seen a few big German shepherds around here. They scare me a little bit because they're so big. And I want to also thank you for the bed and the blanket. The blanket, Monica, that was a really nice touch.
It's a treat. It's a treat, and a nice fresh cookie is the best.
Well, I ate that so fast my mom didn't even see it. So thanks for that. And as Bolzano is so welcoming to us, there are trails everywhere. And I was able to go everywhere as a dog, too. I'm very surprised by that.
Yes, but the only places where you can enter are maybe indoor restaurants and rooms. But these are the only places. Otherwise, dogs are welcome all over. And even along the river, we have two or three dog playgrounds.
Yes. I did see that. Yeah, that was beautiful.
You should go there.
Yes, I have to go there. Definitely have to come back to Bolzano again.
Next year, you have to tell them that they take you to Bolzano.
Yes. Now, I have a question, and this is totally off topic, but I'm noticing that there's a big crane above the piazza. Now, that was there last year. What are they building?
They are building a new entrance to the garage, to the parking. They are building new shops. Eventually also a restaurant. So this building, a beautiful historic building in the piazza, has been unused for many, many years.
Oh, really?
So now they're trying to make something out of it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm sure it's going to be a very nice thing. Maybe not next year, but in 1 or 2 years.
Well, it's nice to know that Boston isn't the only place that takes forever to build something. 2 years and
things
another
change.
2 years. Yeah. And I love the idea of another hotel entrance, a garage entrance, because we tend to do circles looking to get into the entrance of the garage.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit complicated at the moment. It will be much easier in a few years.
Yeah. Now back to Hotel Greif.
We love the bar boys.
Ah, Christian and especially Marcus, our sunny boys.
Oh, you sunny boys, is that what you call them? Oh, I love it. They are sunny. Now, the bartender and the... Which is the one that's very photogenic?
Marcus.
Marcus.
It's the assistant.
Ah.
And he is our sunny boy because he's always friendly. He's always in a good mood.
Yes.
He always smiles.
I love having my picture taken with him. We have some really special photos.
You have to send them to me.
Morgan. Ciao. And, oh, I will, actually. Yes, I will. I'll send them to info@.
Uh-huh.
Yes, excellent. And do you know if they make any pooch cocktails?
What are pooch cocktails?
Dog cocktails.
Dog cocktails.
Yeah.
Oh, we can suggest them.
Yeah.
They don't do them right now, but Christian is so creative.
Yeah.
He's the most creative cocktail mixer that I know.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure if I suggest it to him, he will create something.
That'd be fun.
That's good.
Yeah. In Boston at my home, we have wine, dog wine.
Okay.
Yes, and it's made out of beet juice.
Oh, here in Italy, we have dog ice cream.
Oh, yum. I got to try that.
You have to try that.
It's very good. Definitely.
But it's a good idea for pooch cocktails.
Yeah, right?
Oh, so sad that you're leaving today.
I know. I could have them make it tonight for me.
Right.
And deliver it right to my terrace.
Next year.
Speaking of next year, if I were to visit in the winter, would I need my coat?
Oh, yes. It's cold in the winter.
Okay.
It's cold. Bolzano is a quite mild town,
mm-hmm.
but still we have about 0 degrees in the winter, 9 degrees, 10 degrees. Sometimes we have snow. It's very nice in the winter. Very,
okay.
very nice.
So I'll make sure to pack some extra coats.
Of course, of course.
Okay. And then, will I be able to still go out on the terrace in the wintertime? Or does that get closed off?
You can go out because we open for Christmas time.
Oh,
we
beautiful.
Do a Christmas lounge.
Oh.
A heated Christmas lounge.
Oh, yes. How fun.
But of course, the hours are restricted because otherwise in the winter the floor gets slippery.
Yes.
It's better, you know, to go out on the street or on the Christmas markets.
Oh.
But we have the lounge open for in the winter too.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Now you have a sister hotel, the Hotel Lauren, right across the little street, yes?
Yes.
And I noticed when I was checking out their rose garden, because I love to sniff around in the roses, and those are gorgeous. I was noticing that they have a pool, and I love to do the dog paddle. Would I be able to swim in the pool at the Hotel Lauren?
You can sunbath in the park.
Okay.
That would be beautiful. They have a little playground there. They have a lot of shade if it's too hot.
Oh, lovely.
But unfortunately, the pool is only for adults.
Oh, well, you know what? I got to let you in on a secret. I'm not a very good swimmer anyways.
I'm
okay with that, too.
I'm sorry, but this could be a good idea for the future.
Maybe just a little swimming pool, like a little kiddie pool.
Well, why not? We could make it up on our terrace here.
Ah, what a great idea. Oh, I like your thinking, Monica.
Yeah.
I like your thinking. So I want to thank you for taking the time out of you. I know you're a very, very busy day, and you make our visits always so special. And Bob and Julie really look forward to coming to the Hotel Greif every year. And I want to thank you for that. And I have one last question for you, and that would be, where can my mom get a beautiful purse, pocketbook? A handbag.
Yeah, well, Maggie, first of all, thank you for coming because you are so cute. One of our cutest dogs.
Aw, thank you.
We should do a ranking sooner or later. And if you want to take your mom, get a purse, just go around the corner. There is a shop, it's called Pierre.
Yes.
In our building.
Mm-hmm.
And they have beautiful, beautiful purses.
Okay, all right.
Beautiful purses. Otherwise, you go under the porticos, and there are so many shops with leatherware, shoes, and purses.
Okay.
That she won't leave today.
Ah.
We left her too much choice.
Well, we'll definitely be off. I'll tell her I need to go for a walk and surprise her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Thank
Maggie,
you so much.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Ciao.
I did.